Good morning, Sophie.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Well, I have a question today, and you know, it's kind of complex, and you know, I'm one of your regular question askers, so I'm just...
You are one of my regular question askers.
Well, I'm in the traffic. I'm in downtown Manhattan, so anyhow, it's a little noisy. But I have a few minutes. I just thought maybe you could help me. I really need help with this.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. You know I'm a good person, right?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. So, you know I'm trying to find, like, you know, my passion, my it thing. And, oh, my God. I have read probably every book that you could think on of the purpose of my life and destiny and, oh my goodness, from every different aspect and every different religion. And then I read all these books and then I come back to my computer and there's a pile and it's things that I said I would do, like contacts and maybe things for business, and it's kind of sitting there, and then I look at it and I'm like spinning my wheels trying to do things, trying to do the right thing and to find my passion, and I just can't find it any place, and I keep looking and looking, and I just am having no results. And can you help me?
Oh, that's a great question. Would you mind if instead of trying to help you, I would share with you something that happened to me between yesterday and today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So yesterday I got really present to the fact that I lost my partner. And I didn't know that having a partner meant to me that I was accountable to someone and I couldn't be my so-called real me all over the place. I couldn't change direction mid-flight. If I said we do this on Tuesday, I couldn't change it on Monday.
Yeah.
Or any time. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, I found myself not accountable to anyone, so I canceled the webinar that was scheduled and changed the title of everything. And it's like, and I said, wow. So yes, by yesterday, I was really depressed. And I looked, what is the future that I'm living into? Mm-hmm. Because what gives you the beingness in the present is the future that you live into. What do I mean by beingness? Well, depressed is a beingness.
Yes.
Okay?
Now you know how I feel.
Well, I kind of had a hunch that this is a relevant story, okay?
I didn't know you got depressed, too. How long does it last for you?
I don't want to talk about depression.
Okay, good, go.
Because we have a topic, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I am reading a book called, I don't know what it's called, okay? So but it's something like the Three Pillars of High Performance, and I just started to read it. So I called it a day at 10 o'clock yesterday, which is very early for me because I never go to bed before midnight, but I said I am going to use that book to get out of this depression. And the book says, pick one issue that you want to transform as you read this book. And when I looked what maybe that I could go for that fell out with the loss of the partner, I call it consistency.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Zigzag is not consistent.
That's me, zigzag.
Yeah, I kind of know that, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So straight would be consistent.
Yeah.
And when I looked the future that I was living into is I'm never going to amount to anything. That I am going to start and new things, and I'm going to have like 15 different things on my plate, and none of them is going to get done. Mm-hmm. And people are going to leave. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like, people are going to leave. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. And obviously, my depression in light of what is the future that I live into was completely justified. They call that, by the way, occurrence, how the world occurs.
Yeah.
The world occurred to me that I am never going to amount to anything. Now, when I look how consistent looks, I can actually create rules for myself that say for 3 hours every day you are in action about this thing and you put 100% of your energies behind that.
Oh, sounds good.
And in another 3 hours you are going to build something new and you are going to put 100% of your energies in behind that. And that when you put 100% of your energies behind anything for a substantial amount of time, like every day 3 hours,
yeah,
is a substantial amount of time. There have been studies that in one serious hour of study a day for 2 years can earn you a master's degree in any topic.
Wow.
1 hour a day.
I can see that, though. I can see that.
But consistently. Mm-hmm. Not 7 hours one day,
yeah,
and nothing for a week. No, every day 1 hour. Something about the consistency of it, the fixed amount of time that you are not just like doing it when it's very interesting, but you doing it when it's not interesting, when it's hard, when you don't feel good. And the project that I'm working on is based on this model of Crush It. And I looked, and I can't see that the author of that book said, you can do this in a short amount of time and make a living with it, so you can just chuck your livelihood and just do this. No, he himself, Gary Voinichuk was running his father's business full-time as a day job, and that's how he earned his living. And at night, sometimes into the hours of the night, he says like 3 a.m., he was doing his social bookmarking and Twittering and videos, etc. And I think he was doing it for like 18 months before it started to bring some semblance of attention or revenue.
Well, I think Crush It is going to be a brand. I think he created a brand, Sophie. And so can I ask a question here?
Let me just see if I have finished what I wanted to say.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Have you asked? When you're ready.
Yeah, I haven't finished. So when I'm looking at what advice to give someone who is all over the map,
yes,
and gives 5 minutes and half an hour and an hour and gets pulled away,
yes,
by something that's more interesting,
mm-hmm,
that's more exciting,
mm-hmm,
that may be more profitable or anything, that they will never amount to anything unless they pick something to sink their teeth into. You see, when I first went from nobody to somebody,
mm-hmm,
I invented the nickname for myself,
uh-huh,
Pitbull.
Mm-hmm.
Why Pitbull? I mean, I have seen one Pitbull in my whole life, okay? So it's not like I like Pitbull, I know anything about Pitbull, I know one thing about Pitbull.
What?
That Pitbull locks his jaws.
Uh-huh.
and that doesn't let go. Mm-hmm. But not like get stuck on it. But like hold it until it's good and ready. Until what needs to be done with that thing that the pimple is holding. Which means I built a magazine and a brand from nothing. Mm-hmm. With zero money to my name. Zero. I did the first issue entirely on credit. No, not from my credit card. I didn't have a credit card. The printer gave me credit and the typesetter gave me credit. This was before the computer age. Mm-hmm. And I had a borrowed car. Mm-hmm. And I had a borrowed gas card. And I made it work because of that. Because I didn't allow anything to steal my attention. I did two things in that period of time. One, I did that magazine. And two, I did Landmark.
Oh.
And I didn't do anything else. I didn't have casual conversations. I didn't do cooking. I didn't worry about makeup. I didn't worry about anything. I did what I did and two things. Now, two things is great. Because I made major strides in Landmark, and I made absolutely major strides in the magazine. Okay? So what I recommend that you do is to start with anything. See, soul's purpose is not something to do.
No.
You have a soul's purpose that, like in my case, soul's purpose is to be humble, to surrender to how the world works, to surrender that I'm not alone, surrender that I'm not the smart one, surrender that the universe is behind me and we are smart, the universe and I am smart together. I am by myself just this little arrogant, I don't want to spell it either, but just get it? So, and that is my soul's purpose. Now, I can practice it anything. Now, practice it in an environment like that. It's perfect, right? Because I am not speaking from my wisdom. I am a student. So it's one student talking to another student. I don't know squat. But the universe does, and the universe is giving me feedback. And I'm just telling you the feedback that the universe is giving me. And if you have a similar issue, it's probably going to work for you too. Which means in earlier conversations, we have discovered that your issue is courage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can practice courage in anything. Now you see, it's obvious that even the first step takes courage. Because to say, this is what I am going to live... as a pit bull, this is what I'm going to sink my teeth into. Takes courage, right?
Yeah.
Because what if it's the wrong thing?
Right.
You know, but from the soul's point of view, there is no wrong thing. And if you do it from the soul's purpose point of view, then everything always works out. Always. Always.
Uh-huh.
Why? I don't know, because you're not chasing some hype.
Right.
You know, when
okay.
you don't chase a hype, then yeah. then whatever you really want will be there.
Okay.
The chasing chases it away. I have noticed that when I do business, not with the intention to make money, no, the underlying intention is to make money. But the actions, the daily actions is like, I need some money. No, I don't need any money. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I've already done the work enough that the money is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the money is coming in. The moment I start to breathe down the neck of money, it runs faster than I can breathe. And that's my sermon for today.
Well,
okay, now you can ask your question.
Well, you answered my question that I had, and let me just recap that. Tell me if I've got this right, I will probably need to like step back from my life, like take back the lens a little bit and like organize myself and organize ways and times.
I don't think so. You see, I think that when you are starting to change in your outer environment, it gives you an attention as if it came from there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think instead you need to organize your life, not ahead of time. So you don't put the cart in front of the horse.
So when do I do it then?
When you need to, when you're forced to.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend, and I don't know if this is a rule, because a lot of people teach what you suggested you should be doing, create space for it.
Yeah.
That's what she did. Nothing. And for years she did that. Nothing. I think that the best way to organize, give something to get done to the busy person. And they will get it done. When you empty your plate and create a distance and all that, nothing will ever get done. One of my favorite stories is somebody was going to order new furniture.
Yeah.
And spent the entire Sunday to clean the house and put all the furniture to the curb. And come Sunday night, they didn't have a couch to sit on. So they snuck out to the curb and brought back the couch so that they can watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then dinner time was and there was nothing to sit on. So they snuck out to the curb and brought back the dining table with the dining chair.
Yeah.
Because nature abhors a vacuum.
Yeah.
But what rushes in is not what you wanted, but the old thing.
That's like physics, you're saying.
I don't know if it's physics, but this is how nature works.
Okay.
Which means if you create space for something to come in, what will rush in is what rushes most easily, not what you wanted.
Oh, good. I'm glad I asked that question. I almost didn't ask you.
You see, what you really want, you always need to wedge it in. Wedge. And it needs to be, if your first experience is not that it's disorienting, destructive, kind of, if you have time for it, then it's not the thing to do.
Okay.
There is not enough light in it. For anything that has enough light in it, you really need to bend over backwards.
Yeah.
To fit it in.
Okay. Got it.
Counterintuitive, right?
It's very counterintuitive, and I'm really glad I asked that last question. I almost didn't ask you, because I was saying to myself, oh, that's what I'll do. I'll pull back and put all the different facets of my life down and my commitments, and then I'll organize. Like, I'll get it down. I'll get it right, you know, and I'll put everything in my research time, and you're saying something different.
No, you see, I think that in our last conversation we found something for you to do,
mm-hmm.
and your job would be to say that is a thread worth going on.
Yeah.
It's profitable,
uh-huh.
and it's in a direction that you have proved yourself to be great. And
yes, I recall, yeah.
And you can grow it bit by bit.
Yeah.
Which is good, right? You can start with one client.
Yeah.
And then it should be already very disturbing, one client. If it isn't, if it readily fits into your schedule, it ain't it.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great information.
If it's easy to do, if it doesn't require you, and if you don't say in your head, I shouldn't do this, then it's not. There's not enough light in it to be revealed.
Got it. Perfect. Well, thank you for your sermon for today. And am I free to call you for another question?
Say it again.
May I call you for another question another time?
Of course.
Oh, I have you. Okay.
Of course.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Nancy.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.